Is that Dizzy Gillespie?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. It's going to be fabulous.
No, I think that may be Stephen Hawk. Hey, are you with us, Stephen?
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, it's good to hear your voice again.
Good to be here.
Are you all ramped up, ready to come in next weekend?
Absolutely so.
It's a big homecoming for you.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
When's the last time you've been to Ottawa?
Well, I get to Ottawa quite often to see my mother, as I said. Actually, I was just there a few weeks ago because my son Austin is moving to Texas and wanted to come and see Grandma, so they brought him out there just a few weeks ago.
Is he moving to Austin?
He's moving to San Antonio. How funny is that, right? Yeah. That's what he was named after, though. It's where I went to grad school.
Okay,
cool. Interesting.
That happens to be like the fastest growing city in the country now. Austin.
Pretty amazing. Yes, great place, too. A lot of
great,
still
great music in that town.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just about every other door has a band playing when you're going down the street. Man, it's great.
Walk down 6th Street.
Yep.
That's right.
Is he into music, too, Stephen, your son?
He's an elementary ed specialist and coach, and he actually was a very good trumpet player, but he went another direction. He's a really good athlete, and... No, he's going to be a really good teacher, I think.
Very
awesome.
Good.
He's still following in your footsteps. That's good, though.
Well, he's a great, great kid. He signed a 2-year contract with Teach for America, which is a really wonderful, worthwhile event, kind of a Peace Corps of education, if you aren't familiar with it.
Okay. No, well, we're not. But is it some? Do they have a website?
Yeah, Teach for America does, yes. They send teachers into inner-city schools where some teachers don't want to go. Mm-hmm. And then they go in and try to make a difference. And Austin is very excited about that opportunity and passed up some local teaching positions to take this opportunity and branch out and try to help kids. And I'm very proud of him for doing that.
That's awesome.
Well, he must have a big heart just like you, Steve.
Oh, well, you're too kind, but he's a wonderful, wonderful young man. I'm very, very proud of him.
She likes to throw the compliments out here, man. Just, you know.
Boy, hey, she does. That's
she does.
You know, I'm just being honest. Steve, give us a little background, if you could, in case there were listeners that weren't with us the last time you were able to be on the Second Cup. We're real excited about you coming in for the Ottawa Two Rivers Wine and Jazz Fest. We know you're putting together a nice orchestra for us here, and we're real excited about it. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're bringing in?
Yeah, it's I'm really excited about the 17-piece big band, a contemporary big band, made up of some folks I went to high school with there, John Armstrong, John Kinnison, Ron McKeever, Harry Nangle, to name some local folks that I'm sure people know that are great musicians. And special thanks to John Armstrong and John Kinnison, along with Kevin, for all the legwork that's being done there in Illinois. A band of some stars from Chicago, some young folks from Western Illinois University, my alma mater as an undergrad. That's going to comprise the band of a wonderful singer from Chicago. So I'm very excited about that. I am excited to announce a new piece that I had commissioned just for this event from a friend of mine in Austin, Texas, actually, Paul Baker. Wrote a piece, and I was trying to think of some kind of a tribute to Ottawa. So it's called Dance of the Rivers, but it's a Latin piece, so it's Danza de los Rios. And that will be the first performance. I've never heard it myself. I'm practicing it, but I've never heard it with a band. So that's going to be exciting, and that will be in the middle of the set a week from Saturday.
Well, that's awesome. That's very special. You know, when you're bringing together people for the orchestra, how do you know or how do you know what to practice if you aren't coming together to practice?
Well, the wonderful technology that's out there today and the invention of Dropbox, if you're familiar with that, has enabled me to put all of the music and all the recordings up on and they then send the band members a link to this website so they can go up and see all their music, print their parts, listen to the music recordings of other bands, except, of course, for this Danza de los Rios, which no one's ever heard. But that's the technology is making this, I call it our virtual rehearsal, possible. And then I send emails and answer questions, and we've been chatting back and forth. We've had a couple of conference calls with folks, and it's really great. Everybody's excited. And the guys in the band are really, really excited to do it. And it's going to be a great night.
Well, since no one's heard this song, will we be able to tell if anybody really messes up really bad?
I sure hope not.
Well, with recording and modern technology, I also, have found it kind of interesting how I can be working on a song and I'll just Dropbox a song to someone in Nashville and they'll put a steel guitar part on it and then send me the steel guitar part back and I drop it into my mix and,
Wow, that's really
it
cool.
It is kind of cool. And I just wondered if, if you've ever done any of that long distance kind of recording and stuff like that where you...
I have done a bit myself, just dropping in trumpet parts for different people's recordings, especially singers that just want a horn part or a horn section. And I'll go into a studio in Pittsburgh and drop in a horn section part for a band in L.A. or
Cool. Well,
that's pretty fun.
When we spoke last, you had said something to me. You said, I really wish I would have remembered to say this or to say that. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to give you the microphone again because I think part of what we were talking about last time was some of the great accomplishments that you've had opportunity to enjoy and anybody who listens to you enjoys. So are there any other things that popped into your mind that you'd like to mention that maybe your friends and family would love to hear?
Well, I know when I spoke with you last, we had talked, I'm kind of embarrassed, and Karen's being very sweet, saying all these nice things. But I was remiss to mention just how very special some of the artists, many of the artists that I've worked with have been. The bigger they are, the nicer they are, kind of people like Bob Hope and Jerry Lewis. And I remember my first major, my first big gig was with Red Skelton back in the day. Now that's
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
That's awesome.
That was a great gig.
Oh, I remember watching him on TV,
And I'm laughing my socks off and loving it.
That's awesome.
But I've had some great, wonderful experiences with the great Nancy Wilson and Diane Shore and some great singers, Natalie Cole. And they're all really amazingly kind and gentle and sweet and supportive. And, almost all of them, to a man and woman, are really special. And, I don't know that I expected that coming in. You go in and you're the scared kid, and you come out smiling and feeling really good.
That's pretty cool, huh?
And I also was, I did want to mention, I forgot the last time to mention this, Danza de los Rios, because I'm very excited about commissioning a new work and a tribute to Ottawa, which is really
Oh, that
exciting
is so kind of you to do that. That's just wonderful. What a treasure that will be for us here in the community you came from. And I was reading some of your bio, and I see where you also have worked with the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Spinners, some of my favorite groups out there.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I did a lot of those PBS specials. If you've ever seen the PBS oldies specials, I recorded with, Aretha Franklin and all of those folks. I mean, I could keep naming names, the Four Tops, the Four Coins, you name them, they were there, honestly, for several years. We did that in Pittsburgh and in Atlantic City. And those were thrills,
I don't know how you
Patty
could...
Page and Pat Boone, old school.
I don't know how you could sit and play the horn and not move. Like, I'd be dancing while I was playing the horn to some of these groups, like the Four Tops and the Spinners. I would not be able to sit still and just play my instrument.
Well, they actually want you to move. With the Four Tops and the Temptations and the Spinners, you actually have horn moves. So
love that. Listen, Steve, we got to take a break. Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Sure, if you'd like.
All right, we'd love to have you stay with us. We're going to take a break, then we'll be back with more of The Second Cup with Dr. Stephen Hawk and, of course, the great Kevin Chalfant in the studio this morning. Stay with us. It's 1430 AM WCMY. You hear the applause there?
Hey, Stephen, during the break, I was just telling Karen, I said, man, he dropped more names than a mailman on a banana peel just now.
Sorry about that.
No, it's great. I was telling her, I was, as someone that had asked me, you know, tell me some of the people you work with. And so you tell them, and then they hit you with a line like that, you know, and I'm like,
it's shocking to hear. Really?
I know. The closest that I got to any of those kind of caliber, like comedians, like what was the guy that always got confused with the,
Kevin Chalfant.
Yes,
confused. No. Yes,
thank you. Thank you. No, he was kind of like Jack Benny. He played a violin.
George Burns?
No.
Henny Youngman?
Yes, Henny Youngman. Okay. That's it. We were recording up in Chicago, and Henny Youngman was in an elevator, and the whole band gets in the elevator, and we're like, can you believe it? We're in the elevator with Henny Youngman. So we start talking with him. He's like, oh, yeah, kid, you know, yeah, I'll make you a bunch of promises. Yeah, you guys are great. Send me the tape, you know.
He was a legendary take my wife, please.
Please.
Line, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
funny.
Hey,
guy.
Steve, I was just curious, you were born and raised in Ottawa, is that correct?
Not born, but raised.
Raised here. As far as music goes, was there a teacher here in Ottawa that really had an effect on you and got you going on your music career?
Well, the drum corps teaching I had there, Mike Romelli, Larry Sebi, and then mentors Mike Ohlendorf and Dale Ballerini, the late Dale Ballerini. Mm-hmm. Those folks had more of an influence on me than anyone as a child, especially a young musician. They really, really did have a profound... I was lucky enough to get to spend a little bit of time with the legendary Mr. McKeever and Mr. Kinnison, but I came from a different upbringing musically, starting in drum and bugle corps with the Crusaders, and it's still paying dividends to me today. It really was a wonderful start for me, and I owe them such a debt of gratitude that I can't really repay. They weren't getting paid full-time salaries and full-time teachers. They were just guys dedicating themselves to helping kids, their lives. And it was a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I can't thank them enough. And I've tried to reach out to each of them over the years and say that.
Well, you know, drum and bugle corps is so disciplined, and I'm sure that would help you as a musician to learn discipline.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It was very, very much so. And when I started, you know, being old school, it was military. It was ran by the VFW's American Legion, so
sure.
It was very disciplined then, even more so in a more military way than it is now. It's still disciplined musically, but back then it was, you know, shine your shoes and get your hair cut and, you know, the whole nine yards of military discipline, which was great for a young kid.
Yep.
Running around town on a bike all day.
Well, we're gonna be packing you guys on that stage, man. I tell you, we've got some nice platforms from the high school. Ottawa High School is offered to donate some risers, so there'll be risers in the back that'll be higher, and it's gonna look like the big band because the big band music stands and everything. So it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be like a big high school reunion band.
Oh, fantastic!
It's gonna be pretty cool.
And special thanks to Sarah Reckmeyer. She's also gonna allow us to rehearse there before the performance in the afternoon. She's been very, very helpful.
That's
just
great.
I can't say enough for what everybody's done, Kevin, you and everybody's done to reach out and make this possible, because it's a large group and it's a lot of months to undertake.
Well, John Anderson, I think he's, or John Armstrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. I always say that. Why do I say that?
It's okay.
John Armstrong. I even told him when I call him up, I always say, your arms are so strong. I'm trying to remember Armstrong, you know. And so anyway, he's really been doing a lot of, groundwork, trying to make sure that everything is put together for you properly and that. And he's really excited about it, too. So
he and I are going to play a feature together called The Brotherhood of Man.
Oh, awesome.
It was a two-trumpet feature, just to thank him be our little brotherhood.
You know, so you guys could always get on. You could always get on Skype and Skype together, do your stuff. That would actually be kind of cool to film too. You know.
All right. Well, let's start. Dr. Stephen Hawk, we're up against the clock now, and Stephen, we sure appreciate you being with us on the Second Cup this morning. We really look forward to having you here for the Ottawa Two Rivers Wine and Jazz Fest. We're excited about you coming in and the big orchestra that you put together.
When you come to town, if you need anything, you have my cell phone number. Just give me a call, and we're gonna have a small crew of people moving stuff around. We're going to be your roadies.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. Thank you, Kevin, for all this groundwork. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great show, and hopefully everyone have fun and the weather will cooperate.
That's the name of the game. Regardless, have fun, Stephen. This is your night, and a lot of people are going to come out and see you.
Thank you very much.
All right, brother.
All right,
we'll see
Stephen.
You soon.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Stephen Hawk there, and make sure you get down to the Ottawa Two Rivers Wine and Jazz Fest. There's going to be all kinds of great music, and the big headliner for Saturday night, of course, Dr. Stephen Hawk and his orchestra, and a lot of local people involved with that.
That's so, right.
All right, we got to take one more break, and then we'll get you to the news right here on WCMY's Second Cup, brought to you by OSF St. Elizabeth Hospital and Healthcare Center. Learn more about LaSalle County's premier hospital online at osfstelizabeth.org.